Hi. Mike Ensler. Checking in. Honey?
Mr. Ensler.
We were afraid you weren't going to show.
Oh, such an honor to have you here.
It's a terrible night out there.
Let's get that kiosk settled in. We can talk in the morning after.
You probably want to hear all about our haunted history. Well, this staircase here, this is where the maid reputedly hung herself in 1860.
There's a picture.
Can we do this in the morning?
Wait, it's printed in our brochure. Now,
did we send you one of these?
Probably did.
Do you see her in the window?
Yeah, there she is.
That's a photo that a guest took in 1986.
In your letter, you mentioned that the rooms with the most paranormal activity were in the attic. Could I have one of those rooms?
That's right, because the attic is on the third floor, which is the former servants' quarters. People say that all of Sylvia's children died up there of tuberculosis.
All of them.
Guests have reported strange sounds. At the stroke of midnight, there's been weird noises. Now, our best advice is to lock your door from the inside. Isn't that right, honey?
That's right. You take care. You just lock it from the inside.
I will. As soon as you give me the key.
Got it right here. Number 14, you can't miss it.
Long drive.
Good luck.
All right, we'll see what the night brings. Mrs. Clark, the proprietor, says she hasn't slept a night since acquiring the inn, and I believe her. No. I pity her. But in any case, the eggs that are delicious. And if you call in advance, Mrs. Clark says she will bake her famous flourless chocolate cake on a shiver scale high o'er the Weeping Beach Inn, Six Gulls. It's grown Five Skulls. Hi.
Oh, hey. How's it going? Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm here for the big event.
All right. Cool.
I'm Mike Enslin.
Sorry?
Book signing.
All right. Oh, that's you, yeah. I see the resemblance, yeah. That's a good picture.
Thanks, man.
All right, hold on. Attention, book lovers. Tonight we have noted occult writer Michael Ensslin at the Author's Corner tonight. He is the writer of best-selling ghost survival guides with such titles as 10 Haunted Hotels, 10 Haunted Graveyards, 10 Haunted Lighthouses. Well, that's tonight, 7 p.m.
Anyway, so I really enjoyed writing it, and that's kind of a history of the book, and hope you enjoy it or enjoyed it. Stay scared, right? Any questions?
Where's the scariest place you've ever been?
Scariest place I've ever been? I've never heard that question before. That's a joke. Well, all these places have very colorful histories. I would say if I had to pick a top one, I would say Bar Harbor, the site of the Grizzly McTeague wedding night murders. That's an intense place. Or maybe St. Cloud, Minnesota, where the crazed war widow threw her baby down a well. I mean, those all have a lot of... I mean, it's thick. The air is thick.
What about poltergeists?
Look, I'm a good researcher. I go into every gig locked and loaded. I travel an EMF meter, full-range spectrometer, infrared camera. I mean, look, nothing would make me happier than to experience a paranormal event. You know, I get a glimpse of that elusive light at the end of the tunnel.
So you're saying there's no such thing as ghosts?
I'm saying I've never seen one, but they're awfully convenient for desperate hotels when the interstate moves away. This thing is really going off the rails. Who has a pen?
I do.
Which one?
But seriously, Mike, if I want to see a real-life ghost, where's my best bet?
Guaranteed?
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion, Orlando.
Awesome. Thanks.
Stay scared.
Thank you.
Hey, Ray, can you lock up?
Holy shit. What rock did you find that under?
eBay.
eBay. How much did it go for?
Well, there weren't many bidders.
I would think not. Wow.
But it's an amazing book.
Oh.
So unique and inspirational and honest.
Thanks. What's your name?
Anna.
Okay, Anna.
Are you going to write another one like this one?
No, it's a different guy.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
The relationship in the book with the father and the son is probably too personal, but it's so authentic and well constructed. And is it true?
No.
Well, thank you for this. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Okay, buddy? Hey, are you breathing?
What do you got? 325. That is back here, I think. Uh-huh. This is the one. Sign on the line, please, Jimmy.
Have yourself a beautiful day.
Hey, man. You've been gone a while.
Hey, Jackson, what's up?
Oh, by the way, dude, I read your last book. Okay, Ten Haunted Mansions thing?
Now, that's some scary shit.
Cool.
Later on, dude.
Cute. Good evening, Dolphin Hotel. How might I direct your call?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about room 1408.
One moment, please, sir.
How may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to stay in room 1408, please.
That room is unavailable, sir.
I didn't tell you which date. How about Saturday?
It's unavailable.
Following Tuesday.
Unavailable.
Next month.
Unavailable.
Next summer.
Where's the Chinese near 48th? I gotta have lunch with that idiot from Random House. Anybody?
Sam, Mike Enslin calling from Los Angeles again.
I'll take it in there. Clay, you got a text from Mike Enslin? Say yes.
Yes.
Great. Now look, this guy tends to get a little morose, so try to keep the energy up, otherwise he's stews in his own funk. Mike!
Hey, Sam.
Hey, read the first 5 chapters last night. Spooky shit. Couldn't sleep a wink.
Great. Hey, did you take care of that thing?
Oh, you better believe I didn't. I got our top lawyer here right now, Mike Clay. Clay, Mike.
Hi, Clay.
Mike.
Talk faster, right? This guy's $400 an hour.
All right, Clay, what's up with the dolphin?
Yeah, the dolphin, that stick-up-its-ass relic on Lexington. Too posh for a free plug, right? Well, you are going to love what Clay's cooked up. He dug around and found you, are you sitting down? A federal civil rights law. Like somebody would discriminate against you. Well-to-do white guy. But the law is the law, right, Clay? Ergo, if the room's not occupied, they have to give it to you.
Really?
Yeah. Now, look, the manager there's going to put up a stink, but he knows the drill.
Nothing you can't handle.
So, Mike, we'll book the room, and if they refuse, we'll rattle our sabers and file suit.
So it's all done.
Thanks, Clay. Get lost, all right?
Bye, Clay.
Yeah, Mike. You there? Yeah. On a more personal note, are you sure you want to come here?
Yeah, of course. It'll make a solid closing chapter of the book.
Yeah, I know the routine. But, I mean, it's New York. All that happened.
You really want to put yourself through that?
I'll be quick.
Are you going to call Lily?
No, I don't want to impose. In and out, nobody gets hurt. It's just a job.
Beautiful.
Pardon me, ladies.
Thanks very much. Welcome to the Dolphin, sir. Are you checking in?
Mike Enslin, one night.
And how are we spelling that today?
N-S-L-I-N.
Just excuse me for a moment, sir.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Dempsey, Mike Enslin's just checked in.
Where is he?
He's over at my desk.
That's fine, Marie. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Now, can you just sit here for a
minute? Certainly.
It'll just be a minute, Mr. Enslin.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you with your bag?
No.
Very well. Mr. Enslin, Gerald Olin, manager of the Dolphin. If there's anything that I can do for you while you're here, dinner reservations, theater tickets, maybe a Knicks game, anything. Just tell me I am at your service.
Well, if I can just get the key to 1408, I can get out of your hair.
Oh, we were thinking of upgrading you to a penthouse suite.
1408, please.
Consistent, aren't we? Could you please humor me by coming to my office for a more private conversation?
Sure.
Come in. Make yourself comfortable.
1408, a smoking room?
As a matter of fact, it is. Yes.
Good. One less worry in the watches of the night.
Care for a cigar?
No, thank you. I don't smoke. Oh, this, yeah, that's in case nuclear war breaks out. I gave it up a long time ago. It's part habit, part superstition. It's an old writer thing.
You do drink, don't you?
Of course. I just said I was a writer.
The suck on sip. This day, 1939. Exquisite. About 800 a bottle when you can find it.
I appreciate the bribe, but I intend on staying in that room.
How long?
How long? My usual's overnight.
Let's see. No one's ever lasted more than an hour.
Jesus, man. You ought to shave your eyebrows and paint your hair gold if you're going to try to sell that spook house bullshit. Otherwise, you'll scare the children.
Why are you mocking me when I am genuinely, to the best of my ability, trying to help you?
No, you're playing a little game. You're selling the mystique. But eventually, we both know you're going to give me the key, and I'm going to go up to the room, and I'm going to write my story, and your bookings are going to go up 50%. Do you mind if my little friend records our conversation? Take this, yes?
Sir, you quite misunderstand the situation. Now, I know the Dolphin doesn't have the cachet of the Plaza or the Carlisle, but we operate at 90% capacity, always. And my concern here is not for the hotel. My concern here is not for you. Frankly, selfishly, I don't want you to check into 1408 because I don't want to clean up the mess. Now, hotels are all about presentation and fertile creature comforts. My training is as a manager, not a coroner. Under my watch, there have been 4 deaths. 4. After the last one, I forbade any guests from checking into 1408 ever again.
The last one was David Hyde, orthodontist, manic depressive, slit his wrist, did a little self-surgery, turned himself into a eunuch, right?
Yes. So you've done your homework.
I'm a professional, too.
Well, grievously, in its 95-year existence, the hotel has seen 7 jumpers, 4 overdoses, 5 hangings, 3 mutilations.
2 stranglings. General Manager Gerald Olin is well-versed in the hotel's tragic history, dryly reciting the docket of carnage like a bookkeeper discussing his ledger.
Well, you think you're clever, don't you?
I know the game.
Well, during your investigation, did you discover the 22 natural deaths that have occurred in 1408?
Natural deaths?
Ah, didn't find out about them because the newspapers don't print anything about them. All told, there have been 56 deaths in 1408.
56? You're shitting me.
You don't know anything. The causes of death in 1408 range from heart attack, stroke, drowning.
Drowning?
Yes, one Mr. Grady Miller drowned in his chicken soup.
That's hard to do. How did he do that?
How indeed. Interesting. And it's all in here. I will let you have this and give you access to my office. You can take notes, put it all in your book. My only condition is that you do not stay in that room.
You let me look at all that stuff? I never did get that drink. That is good.
Here, keep it. Compliments of the house.
I'm still staying.
Damn it to hell!
I'm sorry.
All right, here. Here. Read the godforsaken thing. I guarantee you, once you've read it, you won't want to stay in 1408. The first victim, Kevin O'Malley, sewing machine salesman, checked into the hotel the first week it opened, October 1912.
Cut his own throat, right?
Oh, that's not the horrific part. Afterwards, in a fit of insanity, he tried to stitch himself back together using an old sewing needle before he bled to death.
Easy, man.
Look, Mr. Enslin, you don't have to stay in 1408. You can take photographs for 1404. It has the exact same layout, and no one will ever know the difference.
My readers expect the truth.
Your readers expect grotesqueries and cheap thrills. The headless ghost of Mr. Eugene Rilsby still walks his abandoned farmhouse. The barking phantom of Mount Hope Cemetery.
Direct quote. How do you know that?
Your books aren't hard to find. They're on the bargain shelves of any paper bag novel store. Full of cynicism, written by a talented, intelligent man who doesn't believe in anything or anyone but himself.
Guilty as charged. Hey, listen, this meeting's over. Why don't you give me the room?
Oh, please, don't act like a hurt schoolgirl. In fact, you surprised me.
Oh.
You are not the hack and slash I expected. I rather liked the first one, the hardcover. What was it called? The Last Walk?
Long Road Home.
The Long Road Home, yes. I rather thought the father was a bastard.
Yeah, he was. Look, man, just give me the key.
Mr. Rinsley.
Just give me the key. Listen, I stayed at the Bigsby house. I brushed my goddamn teeth right next to the tub where Sir David Smith drowned his whole family. And I stopped being afraid of vampires when I was 12. Do you know why I can stay in your spooky old room, Mr. Olin? Because I know that ghoulies and ghosties and long-legged beasties don't exist. Even if they did, there's no God to protect us from them, is there?
I can't talk you out of this.
I think we've reached an understanding.
Very well. Come with me.
Most hotels have switched to magnetics. An actual key. That's a nice touch. It's antique.
We have magnetic cards also, but electronics don't seem to work in 1408. Hope you don't have a pacemaker.
General manager claims that the phantom in room interferes.
I have never used the word phantom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spirit, specter?
No, you misunderstand. Whatever's in 1408 is nothing like that.
Then what is it?
It's an evil fucking room.
Ils sont en ligne. Pouvez-vous lire et signer le papier, s'il vous plaît?
Ah oui. Très bien.
Why don't the owners just close the room?
The Usador Corporation prefers to pretend there's no problem, just as they pretend there's no 13th floor.
The room has got to be filthy. I mean, the sheets haven't been changed in, what, 11 years?
No. We're very professional. 1408 gets a light turn once a month. I supervise the maids work in pairs. We treat the room as if it's a chamber filled with poison gas. We only stay 10 minutes, and I insist the door remain open. But still. A few years ago, a young maid from El Salvador found herself locked in the bathroom. She was only there for a few moments, but when we pulled her out, she was...
She's dead.
No, blind. She'd taken a pair of scissors and gouged her eyes out. She was laughing at her. Your floor. Well, this is where we part company. This is as close as I get to 1408, unless it's that time of the month.
See you tomorrow.
Mr. Ensman, please, don't do this.
Call you about those Knicks tickets.
Round one goes to the hideous Mr. Olin for effective aggressiveness. I have to admit he had me going for a moment. But where is the bone-chilling terror? Show me the rivers of blood. It's just a room. $8 for pure nuts. This room is evil. Owen said hotels are about fertile creature comforts. It's a good line, but I wonder whether they're really about reassuring platitudes, prosaic sense of the familiar. Yes, I've been here before. It's safe. There's a sofa, a writing desk, a faux antique armoire, floral wallpaper. Carpet's unremarkable, except for a stain beneath a thrift store painting of a schooner lost at sea. The work is done in the predictably dull fashion of a courier on Ives. The second painting is of an old woman reading bedtime stories, Whistler knockoff, to a group of deranged children, as another Madonna and child watch from the background. It does have the vague air of menace. The third and final, painfully dull painting, is the ever-popular The Hunt. Horses, hounds, and constipated British lords. Some smart-ass spoke about the banality of evil. That's true. Then we're in the seventh circle of hell. It does have its charms. The panorama's typical cramped New York City view of nothing. Dull, gray buildings all around, honking traffic below, the view of a motel. Ghost that offers turn down service. All right, let's encyclopedia Brown this bitch. Let's turn off the window. Hear the music, not my head. I turn off over the bed for the chocolate, and I go into the closet, which would have, the back was turned, would have let Houdini have time to come in here, do the paper trick, and is in the living room.
have to try harder, asshole! That's a warm point up there! It's hot down here, Bubba.
Hello, this is Mike Enslin. Guess which room?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Are you ready to check out?
Check out? No. Check out. No, why would I check out? Especially with this wonderful maid service that's so discreet. No. I need you to send somebody to fix my thermostat. Room's on fire.
Of course, sir. We'll send an engineer right up.
You will?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
How many thin walls have we put up with together? Oh boy. How many sarcophagal chambers? Hotel rooms are a naturally creepy place. Don't you think? And how many people slept in that bed before you? How many of them were sick? How many of them lost their minds? How many of them died? We came here to get the story, and we don't rattle, do we? It's not that I'm seeing. It's not real. It just ain't as real as it seems.
Hello?
You got a problem with the temperature?
Yeah. Come on.
Too hot or too cold?
What does it look like? Come on in. The box is right over here. It's stuck around 80. Said the box is right here.
I know where the hell it is, but I ain't going in this room.
You just have to walk 6 or 7 feet.
I said I ain't going in. You know what happened in here?
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
Look, I'll talk you through it. Any jackass can fix that thing. Just remove the panel. Okay, now, above that coil is a little tube filled with mercury. That's supposed to activate the contact switch. But this hotel's so goddamn old, half the shit in here don't work. I just give the tube a little tap. Just tap the damn thing.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, sir, you're a genius. A gentleman. And a scholar. Thank you. Let me give a tip. Sir? What sandwich? I didn't order any sandwich. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. You're welcome to substitute a side dish for your french fries. We have cottage cheese, macaroni salad...
Listen to me. You win. I'm checking out. I'm hurt. Do you understand? My goddamn hand is hurt.
I understand. If you leave your dry cleaning out by 10 a.m., we'll have it prepped and returned by 5.
Shit, bitch! Call me a cab to the nearest hospital! I'm hurt! Do you comprehend what I'm telling you?
Sir, I will not tolerate you speaking to me in that tone of voice.
You're an idiot! I'm gonna sue your ass! I'm gonna take legal action! What's wrong with you?
If you wish, I can connect you with our manager, Mr. Owen.
Good! Put him on! Put him on! I'm gonna blitz this son of a bitch! Owen, good! Put him on, now!
When staying at the Dolphin, be certain to enjoy New York's finest dining at the Fabled Sebring Restaurant on our mezzanine level. Muscle tense? Then make an appointment to visit our deluxe spa on the coral level. With full massage, facial, and aromatherapy facilities, it will leave you feeling relaxed.
Hello?
And revitalized. Your call is important to us.
You win. All right. Okay. Come on.
Get a hold of yourself. You're running to places that I'm going to go. Get up. Get up.
Did you listen to Bob?
What is that?
Is that a spy cam? Who is that? You enjoy this? Is that the sadistic owner of the hotel? Was that Olin?
Come on now. You are finished. Come here. Yeah. Come here. Done. down? Alright, you want me to sit down? Okay, hold on. Let me find a good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most ugliest person competition. Fifth and fourth place. Devorah endorsed the Goldfish.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get a close up on those guys. Let's get a close up on Force Endorsed. Look at that. Those are some ugly fish. Look, they're so ugly, they're running from
them. Now, third place, Mr. Micah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I'm not this bright. Third place goes to Lillian.
That was
good.
It's scary.
It's kind of like a family redneck. And first place goes to Katie Edwards.
Sam, can you hear me? Ma'am, I need your help. Please, ma'am, can you hear me? Kids, be quiet. Please, ma'am.
Where is my garden?
I can't smell anything. I hate this twist.
How did I get here?
Maybe I'm not real. Maybe I'm just having a nightmare. An incredibly vivid, lucid nightmare. When is the last time I remember going to bed? So in yesterday. Was that today? I can't remember. Was I on a train? I woke up somewhere and I had breakfast. Where was I? What did I eat?
Thank you. tell. Doctors don't know everything. We can get another thing. We can look for other treatments. You hear about miracle cures. God, please help me.
What kind of God would do this to a little girl?
Yeah, think about it.
Good evening, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, is that you? I can barely see you.
Yes.
It's like seeing a ghost.
No. Yes, it's me. It's Mike.
This is a little bizarre. I mean, I talk to you in here and suddenly you pop up in a box on my computer.
I'm sorry, Louie. Listen to me, please, quickly.
Look, I'm at work, okay? So why don't you call me at home tonight?
I'm trapped in this room, this place.
Mike, you're always trapped in weird places. That's your job.
No. Please, Lily, listen to me. Please.
Lily Anson. Hi.
Lily.
Yeah, I've got those. I'll be right down.
No. Lily. Lily, please, call the cops. Send them to the Dolphin Hotel.
I'll call you back. You're in the city?
Yes. 2254 Lexington.
What are you doing in New York?
I'll tell you later. The Dolphin Hotel, room 1408.
That's please. Do you walk out, you disappear, leaving me what? Not divorced, separated? I don't know. It's not clear. And suddenly you leave me?
I'm in a real bad spot here. I'm in danger.
Okay, Mike. Slow down. You're not making any sense.
There's something trying to kill me right now. No, Lily! No!
You want something?
Jesus Christ!
You gotta go.
My California, you can't do this. She needs you.
she lost the kid to?
Got an amazing talent for stating the obvious, Pop. You think I don't know that?
I'm trying to talk some sense into your head.
Don't put your hands on me, old man.
Mike.
Talk. Why change what appears to be the habit of a lifetime, Pop? You're always great at passing judgment, but the problem is you never gave a shit.
I never gave a shit because you're a bullshit writer.
I can't help you. I can't help you.
I was just checking to see if the accommodations are exceeding your expectations.
You know goddamn well they are. What do you want from me?
No, no, no. What do you want? What do you want, Mr. Ensland? You bought this room.
It was a job. I was doing the job.
I beg your pardon.
My job. I'm a writer.
Oh, that's right. You don't believe in anything. You like scattering people's hopes.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Why do you think people believe in ghosts? For fun? No. The prospect of something after death. How many spirits have you broken?
What do you want from me? Huh? What do you want from me? You. I want my break! You win. You win.
Mommy, Why is the Bible purple?
I don't know why it's purple. It's a wedding present. My grandmother brought it all the way from Hungary. Someday it'll be yours.
Tell people where I'm going.
Hey, you're not going anywhere, kiddo. You're gonna stay right here with us.
And they're old.
And they're much older.
Okay, and then they go to a better place.
It's beautiful there. And all your friends will be there.
Is it cold there?
Yes.
Do you really believe that, Daddy?
Yes. You know what I think. We should have done more!
We did everything
we
could.
No, we didn't. We should have helped her fight.
Oh, my God.
Instead of filling her head full of these stories about heavens and the clouds and nirvana and all that.
Those stories, she liked them.
I'm going to get some cigarettes, okay?
Situation. Let me try to accurately describe Orpheus on the Orpheum circuit.
Bathing dying of light. The kind of light that makes the dead get out of their graves at Tango.
And this is level 9. Deepest level of hell. Removed from all life and warmth. Six. Scotting 5.
I think I see the pattern.
Yes, I can see the pattern. Express myself at this climate.
Calm down, okay? We'll figure this out. Don't panic, okay?
I'll die.
Michael, stop it. You're not gonna die, okay? Don't move. I can be there in 15 minutes. No, it won't be too late. Don't.
Really?
Actually, 15 minutes is perfect. It's perfect. Just come on. Come now.
Good.
I need
yes.
you. You've always been someone I can count on, Lily. I know we haven't talked a lot since Katie died, but I need you, sweetie. I can't explain it to you here. You just have to come here and talk to me. When you get here, don't talk to anybody. Just go straight up to the 14th floor and walk through the door. It's
come
life or death, sweetie.
Go! Okay. Come up to the room!
Let me talk to you about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Come go up. Yes, it's
yes. good! It's right there.
Don't come up here! Lily! Lily! Ah!
Are you okay, buddy? Are you breathing?
I'm talking to you. You got it.
How are you feeling?
Am I out?
You're okay. Lie down. You're okay. You're in the hospital.
Hospital where? In New York?
New York? No. You're in L.A. Got hit on the head with your board. I can't believe you still surf.
You flew here just for me?
Yeah, I was worried they'd call. I think I'm still listed as your next of kin.
Okay, I'm not in New York. I'm out.
Why do you keep saying that?
I was in New York. I was trapped. In New York, I was dying. In this Kafkaesque hotel. The Dolphin.
What?
The Dolphin Hotel in 45th and Lex. I spoke with you.
45th and Lex.
I called you.
I've never heard of it. You're going to be okay. You just need to rest.
We have a winner. $600.
Got it. Unbelievable. I see why you live here. Why did you leave?
Because every time I looked at you, I saw her face.
I think it's pretty clear. I think in the dream, the rooms, your subconscious, and it brought up a lot of stuff. That's a good thing for you.
But this was, I was down the rabbit hole. I was rattled. I was shook up. I can't shake it. I think after dinner you should drive me back to the hospital, check me in the psych unit.
Mm-hmm.
You look really great. I can't believe I'm sitting here with you.
Tell me about it.
Is everything all right? Can I get you anything else?
I'll have another glass of wine, please. The same. Mike?
Yeah, I'll have another tequila, a Patron chilled. Double.
Right back.
Katie was there. Can you imagine what it feels like, to have the sensation? The very real sensation that I talked to her like 2 days ago. Talked to her, saw her, touched her.
Her every night when I shut my eyes.
Yeah, but it was so vivid. It was so real.
Maybe you should write about it.
About Katie? Shit. You always were tougher than me.
Why not? Seriously, it sounds like you're ready to deal with this stuff.
Can you stay?
Sorry.
Okay, we have got 148.
148 is going to be around about...
So, if you'd like to sign in the line... Hey, man. You got a while. Oh, by the way, dude. I read your book. What is it? 10 Most Haunted Motels, right? That's some scary shit. See you around.
Did I drop a postcard?
What?
Did I?
Huh?
Postcard.
No, I think I would have seen it. But if I find it, I'll put it in your mailbox. Okay?
Fragmented loop of unease and despair. 1408 was a horrible dream, yet somehow I awoke from it. Renewed.
Mikey! You sound happy, you're scaring me.
I wouldn't go that far, but I must say that the work is just pouring out of me. I think I've actually reinvented myself in the form of a kind of a fictional memoir. Yeah, autobiography of a nightmare. Truman Capote meets H.R. Geiger. What do you think?
I love it! In cold blood with aliens. That's sexy. I want to put it out to auction. Start a bidding war. When can I read it?
Easy, Tiger. Any day now, you're going to get it as soon as I finish.
Okay, Mike. Less talking, more writing. Hey, where's that decaf? I'm dying here.
I just wanted to come by and see how you're doing. Tell you I was doing okay. Doing pretty good, actually. Started talking to Lily again. And I wrote a new book, which I actually think you would like.
Hey, got a package I need to overnight. Is this the right form? I gotta get this to New York by tomorrow morning.
I'm sorry, sir, but we're closed.
Perfect.
Katie.
I need help. Please.
You're not real.
I'm cold.
You're not Katie.
I'm cold. You, Daddy? Don't you love me anymore?
Of course I do, sweetheart. There we go. I got you. I got you. Okay. Oh, my God.
Won't let me stay.
Yes, they will.
They won't let me stay.
What? No, no, no. Nobody's ever going to take you away again. I got you.
You love me, Daddy.
Of course I do. I love you more than anything in the world.
I wish we could stay together. You, me, and Mom.
We can. I got you right here. I got you right here, sweetie. Everything's fine. Everything's so fine. Why don't you just kill me?
Because all guests of this hotel enjoy free will, Mr. Endlin. You can choose to relive this hour over and over, or you can take advantage of our express checkout system. Are you ready to check out, Mr. Endlin?
No. By your way.
I understand. By the way, Mr. Endlin, your wife just called. She'll be here in 5 minutes and we'll send her straight up.
She's not involved. You can't have her. I'm done arguing with you. I'm gonna end this.
Five. This is five.
Ignore the siren.
Even if you leave this room, you can never leave this room. Eight. This is eight. We have killed your friends. Every friend is now dead.
I've lived the life of a selfish man. I don't have to die that way. If I'm going down, I'm taking you with me. This may not all be real, and I may not even be real, but this fire, that's gotta be real. This might take a while. Something must have happened. Keep quiet, you bastard.
What floor?
14th floor. 14th away. Mike
Anslin, please come here. You're wasting your time. We're here to do the job. And we don't rattle.
The decor is tattered. And the staff's early. But on the shiver scale, I award the Dolphin 10 skulls.
Commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May you rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.
They're together now. Let's go.
is Enslin.
I'm sorry to intrude at such a delicate time, but I knew your husband. I worked the Dolphin. While we were cleaning up, we came across some of his belongings.
No, thank you.
Well, they're of such a personal nature, ma'am, and I figured maybe you would want to...
No, please. It's not how I want to remember him. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, yes, yes, of course I understand. But it's important that you know that he did a great thing. He did not die in vain.
What are you talking about?
Because of him, the room won't reopen.
All right. It's been... Okay, stop. Just give the lady some air. She's been through enough, don't you think?
Mr. Olin, for effective aggressiveness, I have to admit he had me going.
Mr. Olin, you're running to places that aren't real. Daddy,
Of course I did.
That's right, you're sweet.